needs introduction. I guess you were already introducing yourself to everybody else, unless you want to say more.
Well, I'm excited to be here. I'm Melissa Ballard. I'm in the Utah House of Representatives representing all of North Salt Lake, Woods Cross, and the South End of Bountiful. And I just have to say a couple things since I'm here. About 4 years ago, I was working on some water legislation for cities to be really more accountable about the water loss that they had, how to plan. And basically, in working with everybody across the state, the result was, look at North Salt Lake, and that's what all of you need to do. No, well, I'm serious, right? I mean, because even the other cities that I represent, at the time I represented West Bountiful, they had to increase their fees 300% because they didn't plan for water, to upgrade things. And so the cost of water in West Bountiful just went up because the city council hadn't planned for it. But the systems that you've been using for a while, even accounting for water loss, I just had to say thank you, since there are some in the room who manage all that and the public works. And the fact that I haven't had to call you personally, well, it does help if I have Ken's number directly. but I just appreciate, and our city appreciates all that you do, because it's really, we have a city that's running really well. So just wanted to say that. And then I'm just looking at these volunteers. Honestly, you couldn't get a better group of people, both elected officials and volunteers and people here, because my kids went to school with Catherine, and boy, Catherine made every year just seem like this was the best year ever. So thanks. You really made it a lot of fun. Thanks. when not everybody has a parent or somebody around, and so she just made it very special for the kids for the great things she did. So you're lucky to have her as well. So
I'm lucky with these guys.
Yeah, I just don't know the rest of you as well, but I'm just looking at, can you plan my party, my birthday party one day, So anyway, but when it comes time to public comment, I'll share a couple things. So, but that's me.
Public comment then.
Okay, great.
I think we have a moment for you,
right after public comment.
So. Okay, great.
Yeah. Any other public comments?
Doesn't look like anyone's here.
Okay, well then we'll give it back to you.
Great. Well, I have to say, I've lived in North Salt Lake now since 1995. So this is where I grew up in Bountiful, but I've raised all my kids in North Salt Lake. And I love the events that you do. I mean, there's nothing that parallels 700 people coming to a kite festival, and the second and third of July is just, I don't even need to say anything, right? It is such an incredible gathering. So just because I am around a number of different cities and events that they do, I just thought I'd come and maybe share some things to consider for your committee as you're looking at events. Some events I think are great to have maybe a year or two in a row. I know that you've had Polynesian Day, you've got United, whatever it is, I can't remember what it's called.
Unity in the community,
which I've never been to. And I didn't go to the Polynesian Day, but I heard it was a big party, big, super fun. And so I'm just kind of looking, I'm always a planner and looking, and I thought maybe I'll just share some ideas of things to think about or consider as you're looking at events. Of course, this year is the great celebration of our country, right? And so the state will have resources, and I think Catherine's looked into some of the things. I'm not necessarily heading or in charge of any of those things, so I can't give you necessarily the resources. But some things that I think the city could consider that are really unifying events, like the kite and the fireworks and such. Woods Cross has a Memorial Day breakfast every year, and I think everybody comes out. It's really incredible for a huge pancake breakfast. I've helped serve there in the past. They have games for the kids. They even have a fun run, when we've got our own fun run. But I think it's just as a one, and they have a little service. And so Memorial Day is a natural time. I think if you didn't want to do Memorial Day, there's also Pioneer Day that is such a, Bountiful has this huge parade. I can't think of anything Pioneer July, we do 4th of July, but I mean, do you want to do anything at Pioneer Breakfast or something else? I don't know. At the end of the month, it's just when people are around looking for great things to be part of. Veterans Day, Bountiful does a really nice, they have their Veterans Day Park now that's in the Bountiful Park. They have a wonderful service ceremony that they do there. And I thought, okay, well, I'm in North Salt Lake. We don't have a Veterans Park, but what are maybe some things that could be thought of?
An amphitheater, Veterans Memorial Amphitheater at City Hall.
There you go.
We do. It's down there.
I didn't even know that.
But our money, didn't we pay for part of the thing in Bountiful? Didn't Woods Cross pay for that? And I think Linda had told me that.
I think so. I don't remember that.
I think Linda had said it's actually the three cities, but they call it Bountiful.
Yeah. I didn't know that you had an amphitheater here.
Well, there's not any plaques or anything.
The arts.
Yet.
Which one? Arts. We're working on that.
But that would be a great thing to, you know, so I'll tell you what I was thinking like for Veterans Day, because last year there was a wonderful event at the Bountiful Regional Center, the Earling Ball, North Salt Lake, and I came as an elected official. But I'm thinking for the school kids, you know, and I've got Catherine next to me. I don't know if they still do it, but they used to say, bring a veteran to lunch. Oh, so sad, because I used to call a neighbor of mine who was so thrilled to be recognized by the kids to come and eat lunch with them. I'll tell you where I feel a void, and I wish this was the case across the state, and I thought maybe you could try it out and see if this is something you would be interested in. Without the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts really being as prevalent as it was, our fourth and fifth graders don't know how to have a flag ceremony. It would be a great time over the Veterans Day week or whatever it was. You've got a lot of elementary schools. Why not bring out volunteer veterans that can come to the school and teach the fourth and fifth graders how to do flag ceremonies?
And flag etiquette.
You've got people who would love to be recognized as a veteran, get them a little ribbon or whatever. And at the school, when I went to the North Salt Lake gathering down at the Bountiful Regional Center, I thought, you know, it was organized by the church, and I love my church. But they gave a list of veterans, and I was like, this is awesome. But I know three veterans who are not members of my faith that are not on this list. I want every veteran, if you're going to have that event again, I want every veteran recognized there, right? I want, because it was such an amazing, like, God, country, family event, it was incredible, but I wanted every veteran invited. So when I'm thinking of North Salt Lake, I think that's a great event that would be, let somebody else help organize it, but you help bring the community there of every veteran, of whoever wants to celebrate that, right?
So what we had actually talked about just last time is we had talked about part of our 250th celebration, perhaps highlighting veterans in the newsletter, like one a month, and then on Veterans Day, having a huge community luncheon for the veterans like we used to do at the elementary school. Mm-hmm. So we'd kind of talked about doing something like that, but hadn't firmed up. Exactly. So, yeah, definitely
so
agree that's a need.
And my thought is, if you've already got this, I don't know if they're going to do another event like that. It was really special to hear great veterans and for like an evening event, right? And so I would coordinate, because for me, all of that is one and the same. When you're celebrating God and country, that is as patriotic as you can get. But I would love to see if you can help the kids and our veterans to come out to the schools. I just think to talk about community, that's something that I know any of my veteran neighbors would be honored to say, yes, I would love to come to the elementary school, whether it's that day, whether it's over the week, or however. So that's an idea. I just think there's, and I also thought, okay, you've got some really interesting food businesses, right? So what if, like, during September, it is Constitution Month, what if you got Lee's, you've got the donut place, I don't even know the name, my husband always goes there.
JJ's,
and you've got even A to Z Produce. What if you had any kid who memorizes the preamble of the Constitution, they can come to City Hall and either get a donut or a banana or whatever, right? You're encouraging them to just come and see. They've probably never even been to City Hall. I don't know. That's just something. How can you involve the businesses or encourage, you know, the preamble? I don't know. I'm just thinking, how else can we create events that are really unifying? And that are, regardless of what your background, regardless of where you used to live, I live here now, and how can this be the events like the car show that really feel, that make me so excited that I live here in North Salt Lake and I'm so proud of what I do. So some things are major gathering, some things might be more intimate, but I just thought I'd kind of share some of those other ideas and just tell you I am so grateful that you put together what you do. And I think it's open, especially this year with the America celebration, how to come up with ways of continuing celebrating America, celebrating Utah, that really will bring, instead of some groups or some groups, it just really bringing the community together, regardless of what group you're in or what people want to categorize you or whatever. So anyway, I don't know if you have any thoughts or any questions, but
those are great ideas.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. Yeah, that's kind of what we were focusing on. That are great ideas.
What do you know, just so that I know, what are you talking about for the celebration that they're planning for this?
I think that's a big part of our agenda today. You kind of brought it up last time we met, and we kind of threw some things around, and then
we just secured funding for it.
Found out something on that, and I was just asking Melissa. There is, through the state, something called Utah 250 Communities, and they do have a way we can get some extra money from them. However, we have to create an official committee, which would that be us? Okay, and pass a resolution. Then we have to submit the idea, and it has to be done by July. It opened last April, but it's totally something we could do.
Is that the same thing that you were talking about? Or Linda, I guess, somebody?
Oh, I think she was when she was here. Because I think it's not a grant, though, right? It's different than that.
I don't think it's a grant. They just said, you know, there are funds available, but they're limited. I don't know if there are any left either.
Because what you guys voted on was contingent. You give us money contingent upon not being able to get that money from whatever source it was.
Yeah. So can you send that information?
Mm-hmm. To you, okay. Or to Linda?
Send it to Linda, and I'll tell her it's coming.
Okay.
And then ask where we go from there.
Okay.
One other thought I had was Veterans Day are those who have served, but we also have a lot of families who are serving. And, oh, see? And I think that would be a different occasion of being able to honor you as families. I have a brother-in-law who's a retired Commodore in the Navy, and I know firsthand the sacrifice that the families make so that they can protect our freedoms and our liberties. And so I think being able to say thank you to you and to the families that really are protecting our freedom is really special to be able to say thank you. So.
How do you find a list of people that do that? Because I know that you can, you know, like, you know your neighbors, and some people know their neighbors, but there's other people that probably would go unnoticed we wouldn't want to miss anybody, because that would be terrible if we did.
Yeah, so we've talked about putting it in the newsletter. To, hey, if you are a vet or if you know a vet, put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any sort of list that they have in the military?
We have, like, the USO, which handles a lot of, like, spouse and family appreciation. May, I believe? April or May is the month of the military child. And so there's a lot of just like little stuff that happens. And there's one day specifically that's the day of military spouse appreciation, whatever. But I think the USO would probably be our best resource for that. And I can't think of what it stands for. off the top of my head.
And what fun if those kids learn how to do a flag ceremony in November, and they come back in April and have a special flag ceremony out in front of the school with all the kids who are families, and do the flag ceremony for them or something like that, right? Just as a follow-up. But I don't know. Those are I love to throw out ideas and
November
then you change
application
them.
Too. Like, this is what you do it for.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So last year, I would find out who organized that Veterans Day event, mm-hmm. because they have a starting place at least, right? And then some neighborhoods have other newsletters, like George Watanabe in my mm-hmm. neighborhood, or in the Fairway area, has all the neighbors that they do their own little thing, and it's you can just kind of start spreading the word and getting more people. Mm-hmm. But there was a pretty big list from North Salt Lake, just from one area. So
along that vein, I think it would be fun to do a veterans parade. We did that one 4th of July during COVID when we couldn't get out and celebrate. You just have the veterans drive through the neighborhood or something, and they dolled up their cars, and I think that would be a fun way to celebrate them too. And then the people were waiting on the sides, and they decorated their homes and things. Just a thought, and I'm going to check it off of my list that I already told you guys my thought.
Don't check it completely off, so you keep that note that...
Oh, I'll keep it. I'm just checking off that I already told you.
Well, I just wanted to throw out some of those ideas and things just because I really love what you do to bring my family, regardless of where they now have moved to. They want to keep coming back to North Salt Lake. And I have 3 of my 6 kids living in North Salt Lake as married kids. So that's
Woohoo! That is awesome.
Might be a basement, but woohoo! They're here.
There's homes in my neighborhood for sale.
Yeah, so I think that's what we want, is our kids to stay close. So blame me for the population growth. So anyway, so
okay.
And I love the food carts. That's super fun. I love how, because we do have this really interesting dichotomy of East and West, but you've got really fun things on both ends that really gather people together. So it's, and how you publicize them. So anyway, I know you've got other business to get to. So
yeah.
Thanks for letting me come and
thank you for coming.
Crash. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too. And if you ever, I don't know, if you ever want other resources, or I'm a text away to make inquiries, or if you want me to try to get, National Guard or whatever else, I mean, for whatever event you have, it's always, you never know unless you ask, right?
Sure.
Okay. So. Help me to help with whatever. I know.
It's a yes until they say no.
Yeah, my dad was in the Utah Air National Guard. We called him the gas man because he pumped the gas. So we all have some connection to our country. We love it. I know.
Cool.
Dad's dad was in the U.S. Army. He fixed Eisenhower's Jeep. And
oh,
my
wow.
other grandfather, he was a Nazi. So.
Oh, there you go.
Dear.
Oh. Not by choice.
Oh, dear.
Well, I would imagine when they got married.
So anyway.
Thanks,
okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you.
See
you.
Bye.
Okay. Kite Festival.
That was so good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the recap. Move on.
That is the recap.
Yeah,
I mean, people keep pointing at me by. I'm like, I barely did anything. It was so easy because it's been happening so many years. And
yeah,
so really, I think it just being so good was because everyone is perfecting it every year. It gets better and better.
I agree.
So thanks to all your help.
I do have to say, we came back to put the stuff in the city, to put it in the building. And when we left, we went down by the car wash. And there was a kite that was flying down by the car wash.
Oh.
And I was like, that's awesome. Because that means they took it home. And was that you?
We gave it to our neighbors.
Oh, that's really?
And
so
they flew
cute.
It.
Okay, but it was up high. And
yeah.
It just made me feel so good. Because I was like, oh, someone's out there flying. I'm even not. And then the other thing is, another person told me they had been at Home Depot. And they could see the whale from the clear to Home
wow.
Depot.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, Salt Lake Home Depot or
the, no, the one is it Home Depot
Center?
Or
Center?
Is the one that's over is, which or what's the one that's by Texas Roadhouse?
Lowe's.
Lowe's. They were at Lowe's. That's where they could see it.
Like that's
that is a long way. At Lowe's. Yes, they were at Lowe's.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but that's a long ways because I wondered if you could see from like at Lee's or something like that. But
oh yeah, definitely could see from Lee's.
Yeah. But
no, those big ones are great, and thank you for going out to get their contact. I was like, make my way, walk over there, and you're like, I already talked to them. And I was like, amazing.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to make it next year. That was
cool.
That definitely added to the air.
Yeah, people love that.
Well, do we have a date for next year? Because we should probably ask them, or at least get it, have them get it on their calendar if we have the date.
Linda said it was the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Okay, because that's
usually
when it is. I
think it's like kind of the schedule.
Yeah, that's always when it's been. I just wanted to make sure because I think that we should have at least let them know because those big kites came from Draper. Mm-hmm. And it was just a word of mouth thing.
Yeah. Well, and that guy says he like travels around the country. Like,
yeah.
I think that's like his job. Or
his job is
to fly kites.
No,
that's
he's
awesome.
A parasailist.
Yes.
Oh,
some, like,
okay.
But he does go and like he'll do stuff and then he'll fly kites and he's like.
It's May 9th next
year. Yeah, I was talking to him about like the DC kite,
oh,
kite festival. He's like, oh yeah, I've been there.
Oh
like,
yeah,
done
that one's great. But this one was great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Well run. People were happy. The food trucks were great.
Yeah, they were good food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they were things that people liked, so that
you know,
was good.
Does anyone know how, like, the parking situation was?
Horrible.
It always is.
Like, was
it,
it
always
was
is.
It, like, blocked? I know people were parking, like, all the way down.
I mean,
my husband came halfway through, and he, I think, had to take a hike, but...
I don't think anywhere was blocked, but it was backed up to the... People were parking all the way over by the church.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite the walk.
And I think it's to be expected.
Yeah.
You know?
As long as it's not an issue, like, there weren't any issues with it.
I don't... I've never got any complaints of you. From the residents, which is,
yeah.
I mean, that'd be the biggest complaint,
I think.
I
think they expect
they probably just look out the window,
know,
grumble, and go
yeah,
about the day.
So they don't really say much. So.
Yeah, I think the same thing. There, it's to be expected.
Yeah.
I don't know, some notes from our side, I guess. I mean, from what I saw, maybe you guys can think about this. I mean, one was just moving the restrooms closer, although they're too far away, but that's a different thing. Face painters should need new tents. More kites, or you, if you're not gonna do more, you guys ran out pretty early. Like
the
11,
mayor said,
15
more kites.
Yeah,
he said
say
we
that.
Should buy like 5,000 kites and just
he
have them in storage.
More.
And I was like, if you say that's
give
so good,
the
then sounds good to me.
And then the DJ, I we've talked about. I don't want to get involved in it, but like playing your own music would probably just be cheaper. He doesn't really do much over
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
he just has a playlist.
He wasn't.
There was a song. I'm like, is this appropriate for
yeah.
children? There was some language in it. Like,
really.
Is
well,
right
we can do that if
that.
Somebody wants to do it, because I mean, we've always just got it because it was easy to
well,
have somebody.
We have those speakers, and it's just a matter of like somebody
it's a playlist.
Bring
mm-hmm.
it, yeah, on your iPod or something.
Well, that's easy to
as
do.
As you have Spotify Premium, so there's no ads. That's all you need.
Imagine an ad comes on.
We had that.
You're like, and this Kai Festival is sponsored by.
Yeah.
And the ad came on?
Yeah, yeah the. I think the youth city council or something was
oh,
yeah.
had a playlist
okay.
and they had Spotify like every 5 minutes
just the free
ad.
Version of it because if you pay you don't have ads
yeah
so.
I have premium so yeah
so you don't have them so
yeah as long as we have the speakers there's not a problem to do that
yeah
don't
I
you
mean,
have to have a license or a certificate to play
pay
music like that
so much per year to a thing so we can play any music
so that's legit
right.
then we can
yeah.
Well, that saves $500 right there.
Mm-hmm.
Four,
that was fun.
And good
cars.
Job. Good job getting mm-hmm. money back on the balloons.
Oh, yeah. How did
yes.
that go?
She got some money back.
Yeah, we were
well,
talking.
I just,
we were like...
Yeah, I think it was... I don't know. I love that they do that, and I think it's nice to have, but it just felt like it wasn't what we usually
mm-hmm.
pay for. So, yeah. I think after she looked at what she had done before... And she did feel like it didn't meet the standard either, so it worked out great. So
good for you.
Liberty Fest will have a $100 credit towards their next one. So
awesome.
Well, you know, it's not my money.
But you fought for it. That
yeah.
was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is. I mean,
well, it, well, I guess it is my money. But that's true. It
you
is my
tax.
Money. You're right.
You're paying
so.
A lot of money for like. $1.50 worth of balloons.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, we will look at that when he gets closer about doing it again. But I think that honestly, it will just be better next time for sure.
Sorry, I have a tickle, everyone.
Hey, anybody else have anything to say? I covered everything.
We had people
email.
Coming from all over. A lot of people coming. Yeah, from Sandy, Draper, all like.
I didn't get any North Salt Lake people that I talked to. So
I saw people
I
from North
I did
Salt
see
Lake,
some
so we had
from
a good
Salt.
Mix. But I do wonder how many. There's a, I don't know if I brought it here, when I've been to like the Salt Lake Farmers Market, sometimes they'll have that board with like the stickers where you can say, I traveled from like 5 miles, 10 miles, like, do I live in North Salt Lake or I came from somewhere else? And it's just like, you get like 4 stickers and it's fun and you just stick it in the 4 questions and it's like super fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get good data on like who's coming to stuff.
So. I think it would be interesting to see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Well, we did do that for, what was it, the last year's, they had people putting stickers on something.
NSL Reads
was,
for the book.
Was it the Reads?
Yeah,
there was also like the city planning. The,
yeah, the city planning, that's what it was.
Oh, the master plan.
Master plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm about to say one more thing. Was the layout okay? Anything to change before you get too far into it for next year?
The bathrooms,
but everything else,
other than
tents,
that, which you already discussed that, yeah, I thought everything else was fine.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, people were, the food trucks felt kind of far, but I don't know, like,
where else
fine.
They could go.
Yeah, where else
yeah.
they could
yeah.
go.
And I liked them on the other side.
The other side?
Yeah.
The other side was better.
So they didn't have to cross the street, because
yes.
I thought that was
because that line
helpful.
Went all the way into the grass and all
yeah.
that stuff, which
so
was better than
in
the road.
I appreciated that being
yeah.
out of the road.
That was
yeah.
nice, being on the sidewalk.
Okay. Well, no updates there. I won't worry about the maps. So, just moving the restrooms. Like I said, I felt like it was too far away.
Mm-hmm. But it made me realize I needed them for my event at work, so thank you for getting those. I didn't realize how cheap they are.
Yeah, I don't even know how much they are. Are they only? Yeah, where they
I thought you said they were $300 for 3 hours or something like that. Wasn't that?
No, it was a day.
Did
it's
I
like,
just make that up?
No, they're like $100 or $200 a day is all they are.
Oh, that's even cheaper. Okay.
All right, is that right?
You're thinking the
last
time. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's
a thought. Yeah.
It's definitely a thought.
There, like, for the morning to prevent people from filling up the parking lot before we have the event. And
oh, yeah, like the one mountain biker who would not leave.
You're talking the gate to
the actual gate to the park that we have for the wintertime at the entrance right there, right? That's what you're talking about, right?
To close that to like 9 o'clock just to keep from.
That'd not be a bad idea because we had to. There was cars parked where we wanted them.
There was, but a lot of them left by the time the event started. I like that.
Except for the one.
What was his problem?
He took like after realizing he was there and it was combed off and he was the only car
there was
parked
a cone
there
right behind his
yeah.
car, I think.
And he was the only car parked. He took like 20-25 minutes to like. Put his stuff in his car and finally leave.
So slow.
Yeah, he just
yes,
took his
sat and giggled the whole time.
He probably have a lot of complaints after they close the gate, but
I guess we'll write that in the notes.
Yeah,
he put in like the newsletter or something the month before, just being like, the gate will be closed from this time to this time.
But yeah, I mean, I don't
yeah.
care if it's
you know, Linda would, yeah.
It'd just be good if we didn't have to have
Carmen will get the calls, not me.
Well, we don't want to make your job.
The only thing is like, we didn't really get any complaints about the parking. I think people expect it, even though you go up there and you see that it's full.
Yeah.
It's not that many spaces.
Yeah, I don't think it would make that much of a difference, only that it would make people maybe upset. So I don't think it's worth it to close the gate.
We could put the VMS boards up there. Yeah, we could figure that out and talk about it.
As it gets closer, we'll think about it.
For next year, is there anything like... we want to do differently or like add
that's
great because it's simple and people love it.
My only thing was there was a kiddo who got separated from his family and dad was really offended when we called his name out and I guess we had the wrong name because the kiddo was like 3 or 4. Dad came up and was like, that's not my name, and I was like, you lost your kid.
He was rude to you?
Yeah, he was rude to me and I was just like, so I don't know if there's something we could do. I know New Mexico State Fair used to do like wristbands where you could do like mom's name and phone number or something. There's something like we could do like that at bigger events.
Parents just need to keep better track of their kids. I mean, it's a field. You can't lose a kid.
Did they announce it with the DJ?
Yeah.
But apparently it was wrong.
Yeah, it was the wrong name.
But I think they came
pretty
quickly.
Mom's kid doesn't know his name.
They
like,
came pretty quickly, though, right? After they announced?
They announced it 2 or 3 times before
really?
The parent was like, oh,
I'm
that's
missing
me.
A child.
Yeah.
I feel like this feels like a more casual event. So I kind of do wonder, like, if it's just kind of like...
watch your kids.
Yeah, watch your kids.
And your dogs.
Yeah, and the dogs. there was that complaint. Someone was very upset.
Off leash.
Yes.
The dogs were off leash.
Oh.
We did have some complaints.
They're small dogs, so they. There was There was one lady in the face painting line, and she was very upset about there being a dog off leash.
Yes. She was. That's right.
Put up some signs for reminders.
She like came to the city tent and like wanted someone to like take care of the dog like right away, like get rid of it or like take it away or
hold on.
Pound or something. Yeah.
Cover yours.
And we figured out who the owner was, and they like, I think my husband went up and talked to them, and they were kind of just were like, meh. Like,
was it the same guy that had two little dogs?
I don't remember.
In the very beginning, he had two dogs just running around because we were laughing about that he needed a chain.
Yeah, and they kind of were just, they didn't care that someone told them that they needed to put their dog on a leash.
Mm. You'd think at a city event, when that's a law, they'd be a little careful.
Yeah, well, the police show up and,
Ken was kind of like, well, what can you do?
I forgot Ken was there.
But I think it did upset them that they wanted the city to like do something like right there. And there wasn't really anything that we could do.
So I can call the police, and by that time the dog's gone and it's wasting their time. So
we could bring a citation book, maybe.
Who's writing it?
It's me.
I'll write it too.
Volunteer.
Remember, we're switching each other's neighborhoods.
Animal care?
Yeah, the Davis County Animal Care.
Yeah, you could invite them.
That's all it takes is one time.
Well, then nobody would want to bring a dog. And don't want people to not come because they.
That's a lot.
Just put on a leash.
Exactly.
But also, it's a lot for dogs, is it? That's a very overstimulating environment for dogs.
Yeah.
Like, all those
people... You're a dog trainer.
No, my aunt is.
Okay.
So I grew up with it, but...
So you don't know how the dog will react because they're...
Yeah, over. Because there's weird things in the sky and just all of it. So I don't know if it's something we really want dogs at.
It's true.
And we saw a few dogs.
Yeah, like there wasn't that many.
Five.
And most of them were on leashes.
Okay, so, upcoming events. So we've got the Unity in the Community event.
So that's Monday. it's pretty much planned. The chair is Jeff, and I don't have his last name written
Scroger.
Down.
Jeff
Scroger. And he's pretty much got it down. Very minimal help from me. He's been just kind of doing it.
Yeah, he was on this committee.
Yeah.
He's just kind of doing it.
Where they wanted stuff.
CCing.
I have the
things.
Old setup. We can pull it up real quick.
But we can't put any. We can only put American flags up.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I have everything else we put up, like the inflatable. All that.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I think we're just
going to
do it in the same way.
Yeah,
I can just pull it up real quick.
If they want me to take pictures, I can't remember which proof that they want.
So what is happening at that? What are they doing at it?
We have a DJ who's going to be there. We're doing like a kids tent, face painter, and we're doing coloring sheets this year.
Is there going to be tabling? I know last year there was tabling, like Dave's Behavioral Health and some other, like, community,
the
I know there's another therapist group.
Yeah, it's like mental health stuff.
That's what was there for the shoot dog. Where am I going here? No. Where did I put all that stuff?
Damn it.
Darn it.
That's on public record now.
Make sure the AI highlights this.
Yeah, so they're just, it's all the same. I had updated it just recently, so the flags all went right there. the health department was over there. That was a pop-up tent for Alyssa with whatever she's doing, the inflatables over there, and we had some flags here and here. The DJ sets up right there, which Jessup, they've done that every year, so I don't think it really matters much.
Yep.
No, obviously the food trucks are still in that area.
Yeah, I don't know. I know they have a DJ for the Juneteenth event. I don't know what they're doing for.
They've had it for Pride.
It's the same guy.
Yeah. It's
I don't know if it's the
DJ
same guy.
DJ Shade is her name.
Yeah, I think it's different.
It's different.
That they set up inside that pavilion, yeah. And obviously they need power off there, and I swear every year they have an issue.
I was there last year, and it was great.
Oh, yeah, it's just a quick issue. Half the time it's their cords or something.
Yeah.
But
the guy that does the Juneteenth is funny and insists that he bring a generator and then charges like $100 more for it.
Mm-hmm.
Add-on sales.
Yeah. And like, well, we could provide a generator, and then he wants a guarantee that if his equipment fries, then we have to buy all of it.
Hmm.
So
he's no dummy.
So that's just all we've done for it. So I don't think you need anything else from us, right?
No. Looks good.
That's okay. Just to set it back up, we'll just do the flags, the inflatable.
Yeah.
Flags, these are going away.
Yeah.
Canopies?
Yeah, we're going to have one of the city canopies.
The city will be there.
And Craig and Ken, I don't know. We have some city staff that'll be there with a city council member. That's also, I don't know if he's assigned to that event.
It's on the work. It's on the work desk too. You just look right there. It's right there. It's just a thing from last year's Pride thing, and it has everything that we took right there. If you just want to grab it right there, that was from June 5th or whatever. So.
Okay, awesome.
So okay. Just one canopy, right?
A couple for the like kids. Room.
So two canopies.
Yeah, two. Yeah.
We're supposed to be getting some more canopy covers.
Yeah, we have the logo ones now, the new ones. Tables and chairs.
New logo?
Yes, please. Two tables.
For the one table will have two chairs and one table. So the other table, you want a table and two chairs.
Yeah.
So two tables.
Actually, do three tables. Sorry.
We want to do a lot more tables down the road, John.
So is the Juneteenth? Is that the 16th?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
That
looks
good.
You can't.
Yeah, that looks really good.
It does look good.
I like that.
Okay, so back to school.
Or does the Juneteenth?
Oh, we missed Juneteenth.
Oh, sorry. Yes,
it's pretty similar.
Oh, similar.
Yeah. That one's the same thing. The chair is pretty much...
Who's the chair on that one?
Sorry.
That is Eddie Thompson.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
That's who the...
He's run it the last couple years.
Oh, okay.
So,
makes sense.
He's, pretty much just doing it.
And I am sorry that I'm even asking this because I should know, but do they start at 6 or do they start earlier than that?
Yes.
So the food trucks start around, we have everything set up by like 4:35.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because food trucks start sometime around 5.
Oh, do they? Okay.
So we.
And I would assume everything else probably just starts around that same time, or 5:30 or so.
Yeah.
It's I think the official time is 6.
They probably have like an official actual start time.
Yeah.
But
and they go till when?
Till dark.
Or till dark, okay.
Yeah,
I've always left before.
It's kind of... Not
just
really a set time.
Till nobody's eating anymore.
Yeah,
dark
so.
Is late.
That's why we like
I know,
September
dark is like till 9.
The 21st is
yep.
the longest
Trust
day.
Us, that's why we like September, because
like
it's dark by 7:30. You're out of there. All these need to be moved to the last week of the year.
Okay, good to know.
So yeah, we'll clean up around 9-ish.
Early March.
We don't really, at 9, we'll just start taking stuff down anyways on our side. We won't do the camping.
Do you guys ever go home?
No,
that's why when she announced all those holiday ones, I'm like, well, no, we're busy, we're home.
I know, beginning to think that with you guys.
We're hoping to make you more self-sufficient here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's our goal. I'd imagine for Pride, just the same setup, right? Nothing different there?
Yeah, that one is flag-free as well.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have the... American flags.
Yeah, we have American flags that we've always put up, but we don't have to.
You can put up the city flag as well, can't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have any though, do we?
Well, we have the feather
city flag.
Yeah, the feather flags, but we don't. Yeah.
I think definitely put up the American flag.
On Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not on everything. Don't we put it up on everything?
I mean, we can. We could do it on at the Pride one too. I mean, we have a lot of flags.
I would think the American flag should be up on every event.
Bad taste to put up a Confederate flag.
So. We don't have any though, so we're good.
Oh, we're okay. I'm wondering what's that flag.
What's that?
The bullet flag.
Yeah.
It's the bullets.
I didn't know whether I should ask with the computer.
Yeah, I don't think that one should be going up, but maybe that's weird.
What's wrong with it?
That's awesome.
I didn't say anything was wrong with it. I just said I don't think it should go up.
No, darn, by state law, can't.
Yeah.
Oh.
New law.
If you make it out of paper, it's technically not a flag.
It's broken.
Yeah. The specific wording, and I have it written down, was flag means a usually rectangular piece of fabric with a specific design that symbolizes location, government, or cause.
Oh, good to know.
So flags at both events?
I think American flag should be at every event.
At both events.
Yeah. So like 20? Mm-hmm. We just do like 20 to 30 down that strip or whatever.
Oh, that is amazing.
We just do them down the park strips.
I love that.
Then just leave the posts in so you can just put it back in.
No, we have to take them out. Three bars.
Some kid
will fall and smush there. They'll go right through them. Now we'll just clean it up at the end. So we'll bring them down.
Okay.
I still can't come in, but we'll talk about it later.
Is that everything?
That sounds good. All
right, then let's go to the back to school.
Is there anything on there, or is it just back to school?
Back to school.
We got combined with the Night Out Against Crime and the Health and Wellness.
So we're going to do it all at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I think that makes sense.
It does.
You can invite the South Davis Communities That Care.
Is it in September?
It's July 31st.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why did I think it was in September?
I think we originally were planning for it to be September, but with the combination,
okay,
it's July 31st.
The Night Out Against Crime, the 31st?
They moved it up, yeah.
Okay, when school started. Okay.
You see the dogs.
I know, and we weren't sure because school hasn't started then, right?
No.
It's June or
August.
Because I say staff aren't, their contracts 13th. Aren't started unless they're like admin. Then, but I think like the library.
That's the first I heard that.
Yeah.
The Davis County Library System. We should invite. There's a lot of great Davis Behavioral Health. Do you know if they're, because I know that they're in Clearfield, there's like the Clearfield Community Learning Saver Center with Davis School District. Do they have any, does anyone know if they have anything south, or is it just?
I don't think so.
I know most Davis County stuff is all north.
My kids aren't in the school system anymore.
I don't know either.
I'm sorry. But I don't think so. I have not heard of anything.
And do you want to focus on like K through 12 for back to school, or would you want to do like preschool stuff? Because I know like
pre-K
the
K through 12.
You have to say that.
Yeah. I teach pre-K, so I'm partial.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
Is there anything we're planning right now? School, or are we just
saying
we got the funds to do it?
Yeah.
It was just the backpacks, right?
Backpacks with school supplies, and that's because we're combined, we don't have to worry about a DJ or anything like that.
It's often with the backpack school supplies, it could be good to ask the schools what they need or like, because some schools say, oh, you have to have these specific
Crayola brand, yeah,
things.
So on that, on the back to school, do we give the backpacks to like the Title I's, or is it just to any schools? And are they going to be specific what we put in the backpacks? Who are we collecting items for them? I guess I'm kind of confused on that.
think we may have decided, so I think we can.
Okay, decide. That's okay.
Well, I think we kind of went down two lanes of collecting stuff and buying it.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
And there's a couple still in the
not fleshed out.
Closet.
Because did we do this before?
No, this is new.
This is new.
Maybe
yeah.
Years.
Never
it
done.
Was even
couple years
ago.
Oh, okay. So that's why there's some in the closet?
Yeah.
Who did we give them to before? A specific school, or do we just give them to the community?
Because you could say
out?
We want to do elementary school, we want to do backpacks for everyone, we want to do...
Did we have them at the night out against crime, and then whoever was there was kind of a first come,
yeah,
first take?
I think that's how we do it, is first come, first serve, and
yeah.
With my
you
work,
have to have your kiddos with you.
With my work, we do stuff the bus every year, and we do lots of that for schools, and oftentimes what they do is they ask the schools, like, how many do you need? And then they'll collect the stuff and have people, like, put all the stuff in the backpacks and then give them to the school at, like, registration or, like, kind of beginning of school that they can give out to the families, kind of how they decide they want to.
Hmm.
Which we don't have to do it that way. Just in my experience, that's what I've done.
Sadly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Adelaide's a Title I school?
Mm-hmm. It has
yeah.
been for, like, probably 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I know they get a lot of funding and help.
Isn't that the farthest east school in the city?
I think Orchard is. No.
Oh, well,
Orchard.
They're about close.
They're yeah,
pretty
they're
kind of
like
to
straight.
Each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're almost exactly.
But as far
that's
as economics, it wins.
Clear about the time.
So if you want, I mean, we could give out the backpacks at the event. We could collect stuff at the event and then give the backpacks to the schools. I think those are kind of the two.
Or if we almost want to do a mixture where we take donations, but we also have the backpacks to hand out.
That might, I like that. I wonder if people would feel awkward if that was like the same event.
I wonder if it would be best to collect at the event and then pick a school and maybe an age to give them to. Because I don't know how you're going to collect to a whole school.
You could
yeah,
do
school.
Kindergartners, like new students.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
you
or something.
Sure that actually gets it.
Because I don't know how well you'll, or, you know, how much you'll get to do a whole school, but maybe a class age would be mm-hmm. appropriate.
Well, are we using any of the funds that we got to purchase anything, or is that...
As of right now.
I thought
that
was
both. We could do both, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that, so one of my kids did he did the Santa flight. And they went to a Title I school. They flew to there. And, but if you go to different places, they'll give you all kinds of, why can't I speak? You can get like all kinds of school supplies and things, especially at that time of the year,
yeah,
for discounts and things. Mm-hmm. And if you have donations, either funded donations or, you know, where we have some money, then we could probably use those funds. And especially people, if you have a Venmo or whatever, because
mm-hmm.
the city has a Venmo, we could have people donate to that.
Yeah.
We'd have to ask on that.
Would.
I don't know if they
yeah.
do something like that. But
I think that sounds good. It sounds like we're not giving the backpacks out at the back-to-school event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're collecting.
Because I don't know
some,
who you'd,
yes.
for sure, you'd, it'd be such a broad spectrum of who you're giving them to, but maybe if we pick a...
Well, I'd say we just...
I mean, don't go off what
school.
I say, but I'm
no,
not...
No, no, no.
Just...
I think if you pick a Title I school in a certain class, then, you know, I mean, because... You're going to get people coming from all socioeconomic, and some
mm-hmm.
don't need the backpack,
exactly.
whereas others need it.
So I just leave who it goes to the school. All
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
Here's your backpacks. You guys.
They know best how to
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
uh-huh. there's those kids that get the pack, the food pantry pack.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. The after school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the weekend
so
packs.
So they know who gets those.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're most likely
the so do we want to reach out to any of the schools and say, hey, like, we're like considering doing something like if we were able to like collect donations, like what would you want and how many would you need, so we can kind of figure out, or how much kind of conversation do we want to have with any of the schools beforehand?
How many schools do we have? I mean, like
three elementaries.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, that's it.
Yeah, and you have a couple of charters.
Yeah, the charter school, you know, sorry, I forget.
Wasatch, Peaks.
Spectrum.
Spectrum.
Well, they're going to need a lot of stuff, I imagine. Mm-hmm. They need a lot of funding in that school. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're funded, actually.
Charter schools are, it depends on how they're chartered, but charter is different than private, where charter is like public funds.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they, I think, can get donations from other things.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
that's a,
you can be chartered through the school district, or you can be in a special charter district.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I know there's a high school in Salt Lake City that is in the Salt Lake City School District, but it's a charter school.
So maybe the first one to look at or to even consider is Adelaide, where they're charter one.
Well, I think all the schools are
charter one.
Title one.
Title one.
We know what you meant.
Yeah. I mean, they have the Head Start there,
mm-hmm.
at Adelaide. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I know Councilwoman
Elisa Ben Lingerfeld.
She mm-hmm. was reaching out to the schools to invite them to that. Me and her had already talked about it. She's going to reach out before they got out for the year.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think it'd be cool to invite the libraries. And
that's,
I know,
good idea.
In Salt Lake, and kids don't need to like have all the information filled out to get a library card. Adults do. I think Davis is the same, where they could potentially even, if people like fill out the thing, they could just go to the library and pick up their freshly made library card.
That'd
be really cool.
They had the Reads event, they had the library there doing the cards.
Oh yeah, sometimes they have stuff and they can do it there. It just depends on what stuff.
It was a big day when I got my library card.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Okay.
Special.
So do we want to talk to the schools or not?
I think she already started talking to the
yes.
schools.
Well, I guess asking them if what they need.
What they need.
But do we want to ask all of them? Like, if we were to collect donations, like, what are things? Or do we want to just
I think
one?
We maybe need to pick a school.
Do you want to talk to Elisa and see what she thinks would be best?
Yeah.
Because it was kind of her
baby.
Her idea at first.
Mm.
And
yeah.
then just see what she thinks best. If she thinks we should focus on one school, one class, one age group, something like that.
I can do that.
Okay. Good deal. Children's Entrepreneurial Market.
I talked to the lady who runs it. It wasn't like, it's kiddos from across the state, so not just North Salt Lake, and the deadline was last Friday.
Oh.
So I figure we can reach out next year if we would like to, but it wasn't. They said they
cards for this year.
Yeah.
I think the general consensus was that we wanted the kids of North Salt Lake.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not something we want to pursue in the future.
I think I saw it. Wasn't it a couple weeks ago? They had it at the junior high school at right by the rec center.
They do multiple events. They do a bunch of different different events.
Okay.
That gives us some time to have more conversation with them, kind of market it to kids here if they want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that would also give them opportunities in other
mm-hmm.
places. It'd be cool for them to get involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll put that on the table for next year then. The semi-quincentennial. I've practiced that one so much.
That's impressive. That was impressive.
T-shirt.
He's been over here saying it all meetings.
What are you saying? I'm right in the middle of something. Here.
Say it again. Say it again.
I had to say in council, so I had to practice too.
Okay, so.
Okay, so I have so many ideas. Am I supposed to put it on SharePoint and then everyone sees them, or
not
do
yet.
I?
You get it trained first.
Well.
And seriously, if it's just me on SharePoint, I'll just have my husband teach me. Don't everyone sit here for me.
No.
I think we all need it.
It's only going to take 5 minutes.
Okay, because I'm like, it is just for me.
I don't know how to use it either.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I think it would be helpful because then I can like look at it and add comments or add more.
Because I just have so many things that will probably say no to some, but hopefully yes to some others. So I can read through some of them, or I can just put them all on SharePoint, whatever you guys want.
When does that officially start?
It officially starts July 4th, 2025.
Okay, got it.
So it's kind of like
determine
we need to start working on it.
Through the year?
Yeah, through the year.
January to January is what they wanted.
Who yeah. Or is it fiscal year?
They talked about it, but then they said fiscal year. Cause,
oh, they say fiscal
year.
Because I think the state's celebrating through
July
to July.
But I'm not sure. Oh, then if it's fiscal year, then.
That's perfect. It's like it was meant to be.
Wraps up with the fireworks.
Yeah, can we get a cool like 250 in the fireworks?
Yes, drone.
We have
drone some
fireworks
too. Why am I looking at you, Lark? You're in charge of the drones.
So costly.
I say it will cost us $250,000.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I
think
they
had
a drone show and they were like
they're
10 times.
I was gonna say they're a lot more money.
Oh.
I still don't know how they work.
The drone.
It's just so bizarre to me.
It's just
computer program.
I know.
Come fly my drone.
No,
I think they're so cool.
We'll go over. We've got to be east of I-15, and we can go fly over there.
Let's do it. That'd be so fun.
I'll bring it to something.
Okay.
I'm like, I'll bring it to the 4th of July. Nope, I'm not bringing it.
No.
No.
You get to the unity in the community event.
Okay.
Isn't that
I
want to
hear ideas.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can't find them.
Are you gonna share them?
Okay, so first of all, like the state is suggesting that on July 5th of 2026, we have a lot of neighborhood parties, kind of promote people having neighborhood parties to for the
end.
Yeah,
for the
end.
At the end of it?
Of 2026, so after the 4th, having a big 5th, big communities. It's a Sunday. They also suggested having people do like 250 miles of walking on the trails or doing things in
like
North Salt Lake, and then we could give them, I don't know, a certificate or something. On April 18th of 2026, they're going to leave two lights on up at the state capitol to represent the two lights in the Old North Church for
cool.
Paul Revere's right, and I thought we could do that at our city county building. Okay, so then that's what they had at the state. I was thinking we could have park benches or something that are decorated 250 years or painted like flags or something. I'm old. I remember them doing that in 76, you guys. 70s were not.
Well, I think it's a cool idea.
What? Thank you. Then I thought of it all by myself. Flag Day celebration, I think that's what, June 11th? June 14th.
Yeah,
June 14th.
That's right. It's like Father's Day weekend this year, I think.
I was
right?
thinking we could do like
or
fly a flag that's been like at Fort McHenry or, you know, a special flag that flew at the Capitol or something and
maybe
make a big deal.
That's something we asked
that.
Melissa Ballard.
Yeah.
Do you have
access
a
to
cool
one.
Flag?
Yeah. We talked about the Veterans Day lunch. Melissa had great ideas on that. Oh, I was talking to my friend on the arts committee. We were talking about, okay, it kind of makes me angry that Bountiful claims that whole thing for them because we paid for it too, and they call it the Bountiful Veterans Day Memorial rather than like Davis County. And Linda said we don't have a plaque, which we can do a fundraiser and get a plaque. It's not that expensive, she said. But we were thinking if we could get some sort of tiles and families could pay for or donate money and they would have the veteran's name on it, kind of like a Disneyland where they have them. And we could do like tiles all throughout there and maybe have that like with Veterans Day or something.
That'd be cool.
Anyways, that was Rachel's idea. Rachel on the arts committee. Okay, guys, don't kill me, but like the 4th of July or something, we could celebrate the chocolate pilot. And drop candy bars from
candy
the helicopter.
The candy bomber?
The candy. Guys, and I did it at the elementary school, and we did 700 candy bars, but it's doable.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Ryan will be there.
He was
my friend from high school was his grandson. So maybe we could get the candy pilot. The candy
he died.
Oh, did he?
He died.
Yeah. Is it Halverson?
Gail Halverson. And he came to the elementary school, and KSL flew the helicopter, and he threw out the candy bars. But I mean, we could do something like that at the 4th
really
of
July. You really do know how to party.
I love this stuff.
I'm the outsider. I have no idea what.
Oh, my gosh, girlfriend.
Are we talking like paydays or like Milky Ways or what kind of?
They're Hershey bars.
To be
politically like correct historically, it was Hershey candy bars. So Gail Halverson was one of the people that, what do they call it? They came into Berlin and liberated Berlin. They liberated Berlin.
They would drop like
the kids
supplies
were starving.
And
yeah,
while the walls
in
were
Tempelhof in the airport, and the kids were starving. And so Gail Halverson had some candy bars and started throwing them out the airplane. then all the kids saw it and they were expecting it. So he'd get all the rations from everybody and tie handkerchiefs to them. And when he'd come in, he'd wiggle his wings. So he's called Uncle Wiggly Wings as well. So the kids would know it was him. And he'd just start throwing candy or Wrigley's gum out. But if we did something like that, it's a great historical thing. The kids would remember it. It's very fun. That was another thought. Here. Do you want me to stop yet or keep going?
No, you got good ideas.
Keep going. We talked about scavenger hunt with the kids. Stop it.
I
saw that. Talked about that. We talked about the writing contest, doing something like Your American Story, so it could bring in people who came to America afterwards or something, you know, focus on that.
That had to be under Camille.
Mm-hmm. Talked about the photo contest, what else?
And we did a photo scavenger hunt a couple years ago, and that was fun. I thought that was fun when we did that.
Wouldn't it be fun if we had businesses involved and they had, like, iconic scenes or, like, the Iwo Jima men with the flag in their window and the kids went around and took pictures. The others, I think we did the others, the Veterans Day. I think we talked about all the others. A movie night, maybe, celebrating patriotic shows or something.
1776.
I do like the veterans, the luncheon that you talked about, because I think that sometimes that's a little bit easier, especially when they're, because a lot of the veterans are older, and I think doing things at night is a little harder.
Yeah, they don't even want to drive
at night. No, they don't want to drive at night. Some of them can't. So they do, so many of them come to the luncheon, the senior lunch bunch and stuff.
Yeah.
But that maybe we could even incorporate it at the, they already have that day designed for, or you know, set aside for that.
Love that.
I just worry about alienating younger.
Well, we would just make sure that we, you know, get those people invited as well, but I don't know.
They probably have work.
Work again.
Mm, that's true.
Well, so maybe we'd have to have a night one for them or something.
We can't get everybody.
I feel like a lot of the events in general for Veterans Day are targeted towards the older veterans.
It is true, yeah.
So if we can do something that does incorporate the younger veterans, that would be cool. And more unique thing for our city.
Very unifying.
Yes.
I also was thinking about just celebrating specific days, like flag days, if we had like free flags or something at City Hall and they could come get the flags, or Veterans Day lunch, we talked about something for Pearl Harbor. The shot heard around the world, we could have like a shooting contest. I know that they have like the turkey contest in... Stop giving me all those looks!
I just like the shootout. Like,
you can tell what my family's hobbies are. My loves shooting, like loves cars. Paul Revere's ride, which we talked about the lights on. Don't we have
Ichabod Crane?
Couldn't we have like a horse, like a contest? Don't we have like not Rockin' E, but we have Crossy Ranch or something?
Yeah,
and we could do something conjunction with them. Yeah,
it'd be fun.
Anyway, so some way
of movie night, they project stuff on their barn. They're not North Salt Lake, but
maybe they'd be not.
They might as well be.
And then, like, September 14th is the national anthem. And then I was thinking if we got with the elementary schools and asked them maybe to incorporate the 250 years, like, part of their school theme for the year, so it's more of a whole community and everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
I just asking stuff from the elementary schools is...
I would go to the PTAs.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And I would ask the PTA moms to pick the themes... around this.
Well, maybe use a week. You know how they have Red Ribbon Week and stuff like that? Maybe they could have
a
semi-quincentennial week.
Spelling bee.
Oh my gosh. They can spell that. That's a hard word.
So you practice saying it. Can you spell it?
Did I say it right? I don't know.
Yeah, that's Quince.
None of us even see it. How do we know?
I know. I said that without even looking.
I know it was right to that point.
We could have it like around September 14th or something, because that's when the national anthem was.
I guess some of my questions are, since July 4th is coming up very, very quickly, what are things that we need to like say, okay, like we're doing this right now?
I think
we
need to decide
towards
what things we all come up with and what we want to do, and then decide when to implement them. I think. But I could be way wrong.
Come up with a list of ideas.
And I will put these all on.
We just have about a month until the 4th.
SharePoint.
That's my list of ideas. I'm done.
I think the 250 miles thing is fun, and I think it would be fun to, if when people got that, that you put their names on a list.
Yeah, you could have how a many people run,
wrote,
I,
how many people walked the 250 miles.
I forgot I had another idea.
Oh, what is it? Why am I not surprised?
Like 250 service hours. Like we could do 250 quilts donated something.
The mayor 250 pantry packs. Say all their names at city council, anyone who did 250.
Yeah. Hours. But like if we did 250 right. and tied that to service projects.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm done. And now I made him leave. He's so upset.
Mm-hmm.
You are so not patriotic.
So, yeah, I agree. We need to, like, think through a lot of things, what we want to do. I just worry that since the 4th of July, it's, like, in, like, 5 weeks.
I know. I'll put it on SharePoint. Like, after this 5-minute introduction to SharePoint.
And let's put, like, maybe your top three of what your top three ideas are or what you like. Because we can't do them all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but maybe the top three and go from there.
But like with the writing contest and the photo contest, those are already finished. So we just tweak the themes to those.
Well some of those things we're already doing. Like the photo contest is something that we're already doing.
Yeah.
So just
tweak
the
theme to the 250.
Yeah. So that's already.
So those ones don't even count.
No.
This year or the next year's.
Oh.
So it would be this year.
But I don't know if kids get
it. It would be this year.
So we don't need to worry about that.
They don't care about it.
Nope.
That'd be like an old person thing.
Is there any of your ideas that are happening that would be happening like this July or August?
Not that I can think of.
Just
other than
when
we,
like,
if we start celebrating, and even if it's just highlighting them in the newsletter, like September 14th, and what else comes after November 11th, Veterans Day. So that's when our big first thing would be Veterans Day,
mm-hmm.
November 11th, I think.
Yep. Or September 18th.
First one or second. Well, I guess if we do something like that, we could do it on a Saturday. As hard as that would be, we could do it on a Saturday morning, maybe a Veterans Breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
That would,
I love it. And then get all the flags and line them up and everything.
I mean, that would be easier maybe for the older and the younger. They could.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be easier to do one big event or like a bunch of small ones?
The idea was to incorporate this into
throughout the whole year,
all the events somehow.
Sorry, that was the idea.
Mine was like just the veterans thing, though. If they were trying to get both ages, maybe do it on a breakfast. Saturday morning.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Does that come out of our $2,500? The money
probably.
For the breakfast.
We'll just do a muffin.
You probably
thank you for the first time we did it in the elementary school. They were serving corn dogs. I fed the veterans corn dogs.
Or hot water.
Yeah,
but that's when
we probably get people to donate.
I just
think
that's when we talk to, or we talk to my roller mills and see if they'll do like.
There's a lot of organizations that'll do it. The people doing the Liberty Fest or the karate place, right? Valor or something like that. They're coming and doing it all.
I think that would be great.
They're paying for it. They're taking the money, I think, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, I think we can get sponsors.
Yeah, you can find
sure.
Okay, I will put them all on SharePoint after I learn.
After we learn how.
I and then I have my family help me.
Yeah.
Did I get invited
to
SharePoint?
Did
we all get invited?
I think we are.
Yeah.
Thanks for the invitation.
You might have to do it again.
The invitation.
I appreciate
that. I have to uninvite you and then re-invite you.
Sorry.
Seems to be the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
But we'll make a folder to put all your stuff in. So it'll be there.
Thank you.
Okay, Liberty Fest. It's coming up fast.
So Liberty Fest, we will need volunteers for Saturday, June 28th in the morning to help with the race. We'll cut up fruit. And then the second, which is the auto show, we'll need them from like 4 to 7 maybe, or 8. And then the third, after the fireworks, if you're up there to clean up.
There's also an opportunity if you want to come up and clean in the morning.
On the 4th.
On the 4th, they will be up there
like
at
5 a.m. or something.
Yeah,
sunrise.
5 a.m.
Oh, you could call it a sunrise service.
And it counts for
which is also it's a good yes.
The beginning of the counting.
Starting out good.
Yeah. Unless you're at the fireworks, There's no way to like come up
up
the hill to get there at night to, if you're going to help with the cleanup.
So. It didn't take very long last time I helped. It was maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
So I did have a thought. I was going to say it when it was my turn, but there's a list of a lot of people that have put their name in for volunteers, either to be on one of the boards or that they'd be... We could get that list and ask for volunteers for some of these events.
If they'd clean up.
Or to help any of these things. Because there's a lot. I mean, because those are big things, especially like the June 28th. That's a lot of long time to be there. So I'll see if I can get that list. It's all their applications. So maybe if we can get it shortened, it's just their name and phone number rather than all their applications, that we could ask some of those people.
I think there might be a list in SharePoint.
What's up?
I think that list is in SharePoint. Yeah.
It's in SharePoint.
Ooh, then you don't need that. Okay.
I posted it on Just Serve too, so hopefully we'll get
it. Let me pull that up for you on SharePoint.
Okay. What are the times on the 28th that morning?
So probably starting at 6 a.m. and then through the race, which would end probably about 8 or 9.
The mile one starts at 8, so probably 8, yeah.
At 9.
Yeah.
Do you just want us to say we can help with things?
I'm sure that we'll talk about it if we have a meeting again before then, but if you can start thinking.
I can help with the car show.
Okay.
Thanks for being there.
Do you bring in a car?
No! This has been a family point. Because my husband hasn't fixed his car and my son's not bringing
it. Have you been up to the old car museum in Montana?
No.
It's very cool. It's in the middle of nowhere.
The old
cars. But they have the old Western prison, like from Western times there. It's been in a lot of movies.
They went to the tank museum in Wyoming. That was a good one.
But I would be happy to call those people.
There's a what?
That's a great idea. Because
I think
atomic
we would
museum?
Get some people.
Oh,
yeah. Even if we
where?
Got five.
In Atomic,
right?
Idaho. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a classic.
I like
did
that.
Did they do
a lot.
Testing there?
I'm writing notes down.
Yeah. I've never been, but I heard it's really cool.
The tank would be cool. My uncle has a World War II tank.
And then maybe they'll want to join some of our communities.
What kind
of
museum there is?
I don't know.
What's your uncle?
I'll do it.
And do you want me to see if any of the youth council want to help at any of those events?
We'll need them at the on Saturday, directing
like
traffic,
like
right?
Three of them
directing
that
the races.
Run still.
Is that the days that they need them?
Yeah.
Well, that's always been Julie and Kristen that's done that.
I don't remember them helping at Saturday.
Yeah, because I was there.
They were usually.
On Memorial Day.
I don't think they've ever been down there on Saturday.
That's not usually there.
They've
sold water at the fireworks.
It's usually the rec girls
that
have their employees do it.
Okay, so I'll just say that they're going to do. They'll sell water, and that's a fundraiser for them.
I just got a quick shot.
Okay, if you
can send me a text.
No differently, will you let me know?
Yes.
Okay.
Sell water at the race?
No, they sell water at the fireworks.
Yes.
We're up by the golf course. Or
Catherine.
We're always at the golf course.
Yeah.
Up by the clubhouse.
Yeah, they sold it that low on the car show and then up high on the fireworks.
Yeah. And I don't know if we'll... I guess we could do both. But
7-9.
Some people were giving away free at the car
seven,
show, so it was kind of
work.
Redundant
so
that we were selling it.
To say my friends.
For a better cause.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some people would buy it because they found out it was a fundraiser for them.
So we can drive it around.
That is so...
He rarely does
anymore. Oh, wow.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, anything
you should
else
put that
Liberty
in
Fest
the car
then?
In the car show.
No.
Her uncle owns a tank. I'm trying to say it should be in the car show.
Yeah, bring it. Park on
the tank. You get it there.
Park
it on the he drives his tank.
You can't drive that on the street,
yep.
Can you?
He has a whole flatbed.
Sure, bring it.
For it.
Brings it on the
car. Rip up the asphalt.
He has driven it for
grades. The motorcycle the other day, it was...
Used to put World War II veterans on it.
Oh, that is
awesome.
Life jacket
and
helmet.
You
should have invited him.
So 1 year, no one showed up.
So he said,
I'm better. He put all his cousins on it.
Should have flipped on
my
mic
and registered that.
I was like 10.
Okay, well.
That is so awesome.
Public Works and our SharePoint.
Oh, we had since there was a consideration for the semi-quincentennial theme, there is a motion for the committee.
Oh, I move that the Civic Events Committee, thank you so much for making these, formally recommend to the City Council that 2026 city events be themed as,
this would be
semi-quincentennial to celebrate the 250th anniversary of America.
Do Do we need to amend this to be half of 2025?
That 2025 to 2026.
Fiscal
year.
FY26.
So from July to July, right?
From July. Is anyone in a... I second all y'all.
I will second it.
Thank you. That is so nice of you.
We're just working out the
this
details.
This recording
thank
is going to be like,
All right. So we get the change of the 2025-2026 city events, the fiscal year city events.
Got it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, sorry.
Know where I got here.
Okay, tutorial. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Escape.
Do any of you like SharePoint?
I haven't tried it yet.
Because my son and husband both went, I hate SharePoint.
We're pretty basic here with what we're doing with it, but we may do something slightly different in the future with SharePoint. So, okay, so this is an invitation. I sent this to my personal email because every time I log in with my city email, it signs me in as like I'm a Microsoft user, which may not be what you are. So I just wanted to see what it was like on the other end here. So you'll get an invitation that looks like this. It says, this guy shared a folder with you. You click on that events committee. So then it's going to say, you received a email with a code in it. So I'll just go back to my email here and...
Gotta enter the email first. I think you have to put in the email.
Oh, you're right.
How's this going
to look? And it has to be the one that it was shared to.
Yeah, shared to, so...
Okay.
In a second here, it should be... There it is. It's probably easy just to copy it from your email since it's like a 10-character number.
Have you sent it to us already?
Yes.
I sent it in the past.
It was a couple months ago.
But I can send it again.
Oh. I don't know why I didn't ever see it.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
There we go. Okay. So this is the just the documents folder that will take you right to. That's the only thing that is sharing to the group is the documents folder. We have a couple things in here now. There's like the... 2025. Emily's gone through and done a lot of.
I haven't come back to see if I can change because I was like, oh, I should change the name of this folder or delete it, and I can't. But I haven't looked in the last couple weeks.
I believe you should be able to.
It doesn't matter right now.
So you click on that one that says 2025 events, and does it have all of the events?
So we have folders for these events here.
So do I create one for the 2025-26 celebration?
Yeah, we can create one right now.
Oh, that is so thoughtful. Thank you.
Look at him doing that for
you. Oh, I know. Thank you.
Make the folder red.
Oh, that's impressive. That's impressive.
Oh, I could spell this.
You could.
I don't know. You don't know me. According to spell check, semi. I don't know, look on the thing here. Do we spell like S-A-M-I?
Just put 250.
You probably could spell.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Williamson.
Look at it.
You did good.
Wait a second.
What color do we want the folder? We want red?
Red,
yes.
Red, okay. We're going to create that.
He goes, do you know what type it is? He thinks he knows what it is, but if it's true, he's going to have to go steal the tank. What kind is it? Do you know?
I guess.
Don't remember.
Okay.
It's not
there
American.
It is.
There it is.
Cool. All right, so these little eyelash things here, that means it's a new folder. So if you come in and see that, you're like, oh, there's something new in here just to bring attention to it.
Because this is his fish.
He loves things. I thought it was just like
I don't
special.
See the
invitation. I probably have to just resend it.
Okay, do send it to me. Are you sending it to my Outlook account?
You're
fine. Could you please send it to my Gmail account?
Whatever email that you had on file, that's what I said.
So sorry.
I'll look
in. But so when you get in here, you would just come into the 2025.
Yep.
So let's go all the way back. Events committee.
2025.
And then here's your new red folder.
Oh, got it.
And you can just
thanks for making it a bright color so I can find it.
And then you would just go to upload.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Files. And then just your computer.
I would just import a file I'd create. Yeah. Just this.
Can we like send them images or a PDF or?
Yeah,
any file.
Okay. So this is more just file storage.
Yeah, it's just
file. You can't create a file in here, but you can upload any file. And then you can add it, like if it's Word, like you can edit it in here.
In.
Okay.
Like online.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you probably want to upload it.
Yeah.
But if you like, I don't know, have like a Google document or something.
But you can export
all lights are on.
Yeah, you just download it.
Yeah, you can create a Word document on your computer. Save it and then upload it into here, and then everybody that they can jump on it. So, that's really
you know, it looks super
easy. It's a file
easy.
Storage thing, so if you can use the file storage on your computer, that's basically the same concept here. It's just an online version that everybody in this group can log into.
So then I just go in, import all of the ideas, and some of them won't cost money, and I can just easily do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're good ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, other things
in
that
the
shows.
Other folders, we can put information, but that will hold all of that.
Yeah. But you can see, like, who created or modified the folder last. Has the name next to it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's what we're doing with it. Right now, and I said I'm experimenting with some other things.
Easier or harder?
It'll be similar. It'll have some other things I'm looking into.
And we'll have training.
Yes, training.
Thanks.
Where anybody can, doesn't matter if you're in the organization or not, you should be able to create stuff in SharePoint and keep task lists and all kinds of stuff.
Thank you.
In the other folder, I put in like a templates folder.
Yep.
If there's anything, I don't know what I put in there.
Yeah.
So you could copy that and for each event.
Give me go get mine.
The nice thing about this is multiple people can be in this document at the same time.
Oh, well, that's nice. Like in Google.
That's nice.
That's nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was much easier than whoever
it's
said it was.
Just intimidating.
Yeah, somebody's like, oh, that's horrible. It's horribly hard to use them.
Oh, he's going to die.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, it's just the same thing.
So he's at work. He's an IT.
File
he's
server on your computer.
Text
so.
Him over here back fast.
All right.
But we are now trained.
Okay.
For now. I got into a rabbit hole with this today.
those are so bad to go down.
Okay, well, let's have our Tammy talk then.
Okay, go, Tammy talk.
Okay, well, I already told you about the volunteers list that I thought I will take that.
Oh, is it on there?
What's that?
In the SharePoint, the volunteer list?
Oh,
I don't know, but
yeah,
it's okay, I have it, so I will... Right there.
Volunteer applications.
Right there. For general volunteer.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. Can I print that off?
You can. If you get in the SharePoint, you can just print that off.
That would be
so
helpful.
It actually has
printed for right now if you want.
Oh, that'd be great. Because I have a printer at home. Will you print that
out
for me?
Volunteers.
Can you do that?
We can always send it out to everyone.
Well, I'm going to call them and ask them if they'll help with Liberty Fest. See where it says interested in all volunteer needs? When I saw that, I was like, okay.
What is the little printer? Is my local printer? I don't know.
We have that printer.
Do you have a printer?
It's not set up on this computer.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I can just do
Export
it at work.
PDF
as long as
will
you
just
send me an invitation.
PDF on your
computer. Oh, you know what? Hold on.
Look how cute. One girl
right
just
there.
Put her first name.
Yep. I'll just take a picture just in case.
Picture.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pinching in to see if she can read it.
Well,
guys, look how cute. Anna wants to help. There's no last name.
Oh, bless her heart.
It just is Anna.
Anna Martinez.
Oh, how do you know that?
That's her email.
Her.
Oh.
And then Yesenia Vega?
Yesenia Vega, but she's moving.
Do you know everyone on this list?
Well, the only reason I know is because she's on one of the committees, and
she's just
texted me and said she's moving.
Well, she was never appointed, though.
No. Well, I thought that she was on something.
Amazing cute.
Yeah, all these emails are now becoming
some
public.
Some of these people I met when I was running.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know when you had to go door to door?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have to, but I chose to.
Oh, no, my dad did that too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going
to
jump back.
But
okay.
You didn't come to my door, but I voted for you anyway.
Oh, I didn't. I was that wasn't my area up there
for you. Didn't I vote for you?
I hope you did.
I got to vote. Yes, I did vote for you. I'm like, I got to vote for you, did I not? Because I did
another,
vote for you. Because my friends say vote for her. I'm like, okay.
That's right. Okay, city council. So that was the thing, is I will call those people and ask for that. And then, as you know, we did get approved for the funding for all of our events, so that was good. So I will take the motion for the fiscal year of July to July for the 250 semi-quincentennial. I can say that. And I think that's all I have.
That's impressive. You can say that.
Thank you. And then I am a little concerned because these things are coming up really fast because it's the end of May. And July is like fast approaching. So just make sure that we get our assignments for our next meeting.
What can we do to help right now? Is there anything we can do to help right now?
Just make sure that when we come back on June, the last meeting, our June meeting, that everybody has their assignments done, because then we'll only have like 2 weeks or a week, really, right?
When you say their assignments done, do you mean
just the things that we have to, I mean,
or that we're volunteering, we
yeah,
don't want to help
yeah,
them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I already have mine. Who's been assigned to what?
I don't think we made any assignments.
I don't think anyone got assigned on these.
Sure, put your camera.
In June
24th. Are you a professional photographer?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, you.
Semi-pro.
Well, so the Pride event is covered. Juneteenth is covered.
Most likely taken by Dallas.
I don't think any of us got assigned to
Liberty Fest
the car show or the fireworks, did we? Mm-hmm.
I think that was, we just needed to show up.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a general.
So those are things
talking about like our event.
Yeah, so Pride and Juneteenth is covered. We're
good. They're good. We don't need any volunteers if you want to come and support.
Okay, but we'll come and support. And then the other one that I'm just kind of a little nervous about is the July 31st back to school. But if you'll talk to Elisa.
Yep. I'm also happy to help with that since I have a lot of connections from my work school-wise. And we do a lot of back to school or family nights or...
And if we get a good handle on that, we'll be okay. It'll just be close at our next meeting.
What do you do?
I work for one of the companies connected to United Way of Salt Lake. So my role is a partnership director, and I do a lot of regional early learning work, like K-8.
Okay. I thought you were in healthcare for some reason.
I mean, I connect with
close
people. I work with, I've worked with Davis County for a lot of stuff, early learning. We started a program and funded it for them, and like South Salt Lake as well.
I just feel like there's a lot all in like one little lump sum mm-hmm. right there, mm-hmm. so that's all. Okay.
Do you feel we need more volunteers to help? Like, do you want us to go out and find
friends that list.
To volunteer?
No, I have that list,
okay, so
and I think that I can use
that
list that. And
okay.
ask them about. I know Liberty Fest, they need people because that's what they do. And then I'll ask Linda if they do help, if they get shirts, because that's what they've done before.
They do.
We would need to know that.
Yes.
And sizes. So
do you want me to text her?
Yeah, I will be on that.
I've already texted her on her vacation.
Also, I like your two shirts with the new logo.
Yes.
We're ordering.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't realize that was the new logo. They look awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Water thingy. Water
they look
lines.
Good.
Why the different colors?
We can choose what colors we want.
Oh, so it's not like departmental.
The pastels.
Uh-huh.
Really? Yeah, I like them.
Yeah,
I got a purple one, too.
They look good. Okay, that's all I have.
Is that one of your UPS shirts?
UPS shirts.
That you got from Amazon?
Yeah, whatever brand it is, I'm off-brand.
My wife orders clothes and says they were made by the UPS man.
Maybe.
It's like, you want a no-name brand?
You can try it on. Let me take it off and try it on.
The UPS guy brought it, so I guess he did it.
Yeah.
Do you type these minutes up? Do you just go, oh, my word?
I don't have to do it anymore.
No, she hears us here
all day. Oh, that's great. That's
all
true.
Right. So, Tammy. Anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm done. That's
all. Well, let's approval minutes from April 22. Oh, man. April 22, April 22nd, 2025. So I move that we approve the minutes of our last meeting of April 22nd.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that would be everybody, so I won't say no. Okay, our next meeting.
There was a motion.
I was wondering. I thought.
I was just slow on the
eye. You always take care of us there.
I'm getting good practice on it, so. So that would be what day?
June 24th.
Yep.
June 24th. Okay. I'm sure that's already on the calendar.
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock.
6:00.
It'll be about a week and a half before the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
A week before. I guess it's the same that Monday
same
or Tuesday, that Tuesday of the 28th.
Yeah.
That Saturday is the
28th. Okay. Which really we just have to show up. So that's what, that'll be okay.
Okay. Was there anything that you needed on the agenda for the 24th?
Just the back to school night.
Only back to school night will be a big one. And then the 250th,
yeah.
Going over that.
Mm-hmm.
And we might need a little bit more SharePoint tutorial. You never know.
Oh, you're going to be so impressed with my SharePoint.
If we
yeah.
create, like, a new event for 250, do we have to have any motions, or is that just something we can do?
What do you mean, like, the ones
like
that
if we
choose
have, like,
to do?
Yeah, like a new event that,
I don't think
know.
So.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
No,
sure
I don't think so.
Include
no.
something.
And then you want me to talk to Linda about applying to the state to see if we can get some.
Yes, will
okay.
you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll wait till she gets home, though.
Where's she at?
I don't know.
Do we discuss that on record?
It's recorded.
I'm sorry.
She is at.
Sorry. I know how that is.
The address.
I'm sorry. Like, I shouldn't have done that. Sorry.
All right. Well, I move that we can adjourn, and then we can discuss
the other things. Then you can turn it off. Yes, thank you.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Are we not supposed to talk about that in public or something?
I don't know.
I think any, like,
I'm still learning.
There's like the public records thing where when city like the city council has to move into their private meeting. When I don't know.
Oh, closed hearing.
Yeah.
Then just forget anything was said.